Today's daf is Beya Daf Yotes, and we are at the Mishnah, 18 lines from the top of Daf Yotes Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chai Moshe ben Frumit, Klinimus Kalman ben Rivka, Yaakov Aaron ben Fega, and Tamar bas Chasida from a Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chayim Moshe ben Yisrael and Le'ilui Nishmas Miral bas Reb Moshe. So today's daf is going to discuss another halacha in Hilchas Yontif, a halacha that's not Negeya bizman hazeh, but a halacha that was very, very Negeya bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. It's again a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and it's an idea that comes up in different places in Shas. So as a little bit of an introduction to today's daf, once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa for every single male to go to Yerushalayim and be mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The Pasuk says several times in the Torah, one place is in the end of Parashas Re'eh, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeirah kol zuchorcha es p'nei Hashem aleikecha b'mokim asher yivchar. Three times a year, every single zachar should visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where? B'mokim asher yivchar, which of course is the Mokim HaMikdash. What were those three times? Says the Pasuk, B'chag HaMatzos, U'v'chag HaShavuos, U'v'chag HaSukkos. And then the Torah says, V'lo yeirah es p'nei Hashem reikam. That when you come visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't show up empty-handed. Rather, you have to bring a gift with you. So what gift did the Yid give HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was Oyle Regal? So Rashi says in Chumash, Elo havei Oilois Ria Vishal Mechagiga. There were two karbanas. One was a karban oila, the other one was a karban shlam. The karban oila was known as the oilas ri'iya, the oila that's associated with the ri'iya, the mitzvah of yeirah kol zuchorcha, and the other one was a karban shlamim known as the shalmei chagiga, the shlamim that was associated with the yontif. So what were the gifts that the Yid had to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? It was two karbanas, an oila and a shlamim. The oila was an oila sriya, and the shlamim was a shalmei chagiga. Now, in addition to the oila sriya and the shalmei chagiga, there was sometimes another karban that was brought. It was known as a shalmei simcha. The purpose of the shalmei simcha, the Gemara is going to talk about it a little bit at the end of the daf, was to fulfill the mitzvah, the eraisa of the samachta b'chagecha. Separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yontif. Today, we're mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with Yayin, based on the Gemara in Perek Arvei Psachim. The Rambam says, Basar v'yayin. But once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the way one was mekayim his mitzvah saseh d'iraisa of Simchas Yontif was by eating basar of a carbon. The carbon was a shlamim, and by eating basar of a carbon shlamim, one fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, if you had basar shlamim handy, you can fulfill your mitzvah by eating that basar shlamim. But usually, if you need basar shlamim to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, every single day of Yontif, you're going to have to eat a little bit of basar. So you would usually need to bring a karban, and that karban was known as the shalmei simcha. But today's daf is going to focus primarily on the shalmei chagiga and the oilas ria that every single yid brought Shalosh Pamim Bashana as part of his obligation to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Velo Yeirah as Pnei Hashem Reka. Now the Oilas Ria was an Oiva. The Shalmei Chagiga was a Shlomim, which means that they were governed by the laws of Oila and Shlomim respectively. Now all Karbanos we know are different, but the fundamental difference between an oila and a shlamim is that an oila was kulay kalal. All the basar of a carbon oila, it doesn't matter which oila it was, but all the basar of every single oila was burnt on the mizbeach. It was all given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No yid, not a kohen, not the kohen gadol, was able to eat from the basar of a carbon oila. The shlamim was like all other karbanos, which meant part of it was burnt on the Mizbeach, but part of it was also eaten by the Kohanim, and in the case of a Shlomim, part of it was even eaten by the Baalim. So there's a fundamental difference between the Oila and a Shlomim, and it's going to play a critical role in today's daf, in that the Oila was Kulei Kalal, it was completely consumed by the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Shlomim, there was a Chelik of it that was consumed by the Mizbeach, but there was also a part of it that was eaten by the Yisrael, the owner of the carbon, there was a part of it that was eaten by the Kohanim. Another thing that's important to be mindful of in today's daf, and that is the Oilei Suriyah and the Shalmei Chagiga were Karbanos Yachid. even though the whole tzibur was bringing it, but at the same time, it was a karban yachid. In contrast, for example, to the oilas hatamid, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim that was brought pamayim ba'ahava every single day. Those were karbanos tzibur. The oilas ri'iyah and the shalmi chagiga, even though they seem to mimic to a degree a carbon tzibur, it's brought the knufia, like the Gemara says in Yuma, all the yiddin brought it together, but at the same time, at its core, it was not a carbon tzibur, but rather, it was a carbon yachid. One final thing that we just have to chazer before we start the daf, and that is, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, of course, you're also not allowed to do malacha on Yantif. But there's one fundamental difference between malacha and Shabbos and malacha and Yantif, and that is the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbos LeYantif Ella Meleches Oichel Nefesh Bovad. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Boy, where the Torah says, Acha sheyeyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyosel lechem. And we learn from there that on Yantif, you're allowed to do a Meleches Oichel Nefesh. So with that background, Bishami and Bisil had a great debate. They discussed, is a person allowed to bring the Oilas Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif? Now you're going to tell me, of course, that's when you're supposed to bring it. Shalish Pama Bashana, Yeira Kol Schorchas Pnei Hashem Alekech, B'mokam HaShiyifcha, B'chaga Matzus, B'chaga Shvuz, B'chaga Sukhaz, V'lo Yeira As Pnei Hashem Reikam, Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Bring a Shalmei Chagiga and bring an Oilas Ria. Of course you're allowed to bring it on Yontif. But the truth is, it's not Mochach, because on Pesach, you have Chol HaMoed. On Sukkot you have Chol HaMoed. So maybe you're supposed to bring it, but not on Yontif per se, maybe on Chol HaMoed. And even Shavuos that doesn't have Chol HaMoed, but maybe you bring it Erev Shavuos, maybe you bring it immediately after Shavuos. So here's the question, the Oileis Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga, are they Doiche Yontif or are they not Doiche Yontif? Now what would be the tzad that you shouldn't be able to bring it on Yontif? Oh, it's very simple, because bringing a carbon involves doing malach, shchita, haktara, there are malachis involved. So do we say that the carbon's Doiche Yontif, or do we say it's not Doiche Yontif? Now, karbonos tzibur, we know a Doiche Yontif, but the Oilas Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga were not karbonos tzibur, they were karbonos yachid. So you would think a carbon yachid is not Doiche Yontif, so maybe the Oilas Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga also not, or perhaps, even if it's true that a carbon yachid is not Doiche Shabbos and it's not Doiche Yontif, but these are Yontif Dike Karbonis, and because they're Yontif Dike Karbonis, maybe they should be Doiche. So there's a lot of different stodim that we can have floating around in terms of pondering this question, and that is the Oilas Ria and the Shalmei Chagiga, would they be Doiche Yontif and they not be Doiche Yontif? So that is the background of today's daf. So Mishami says, Mevi'in Shlomim, Ve'ein Tzoymchen Aleim. On Yontif, you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim. However, Ve'ein Tzoymchen Aleim. You're not allowed to do smicha on the carbon Shlomim. Avaloi Oilois, you're not allowed to bring a carbon oila at all on Yontif. Beisil says, Mevi'in Shlomim, you're allowed to bring a Shlomim. The oilois, you're also allowed to bring a carbon oila. The soimchen aleim, additionally, when you bring the Shlomim, you bring the oila, you're allowed to do smicha. So there's two machloikas in the Mishnah between Beishamei and Beisil. Number one, everybody agrees, Mevi'in Shlomim, you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim on Yontif. The Gemara will clarify which carbon Shlomim we're talking about. However, Beishamei and Beisil argued whether you're allowed to bring an oila or not. Beishamei said, you're not allowed to bring an oila. Beishamei was machmer, as they almost always were. Beisil said, you're allowed to bring an oila. Beisil was maker. But there was another machlokes. The Shlomim that everybody agrees you're allowed to bring, did you do smicha or did you not do smicha? So the Gemara is going to talk more about this in tomorrow's daf. But Pashut, there's a mitzvah when a Yid brought a carbon to do smicha on the carbon, to lean on the animal with all his might. It was some form of avoda. It was the owner of the carbon that used to do smicha. So it was machlokes b'shamei b'sil, whether you did smicha on Yontif or you didn't do smicha on Yontif. So again, two machlokes. Number one, could you bring an oila? And number two, a carbon that you for sure could bring, such as a shlomim, could you do smicha on? In both cases, b'shamei was machmer. B'shamei said, oila, you can't bring on Yontif. Smicha, even a carbon you could bring, you don't do smicha on Yontif. Beisil says, you are allowed to bring an oila. That's number one. And number two, as it relates to smicha, smicha is also something that you're allowed to do. Now, what would be the difference between an oila and a shlomim? Beishamai says, you can't bring an oila, you can bring a shlomim. Beisil says you can bring an oila and a shlomim. But let's understand Shitas Beishamai before we start the Gemara. What would be the svara to say that there's a distinction between an oila and a shlomim? They're both karbanas. So what would be the difference? And again, karban tzibur, of course, is doicha, shabbos, yontif, it's doicha, everything. So we're talking about karbanas yachid. What would be the svara? It's pashat. A shlomim was eaten partially by the owner. As a result, when you bring a carbon shlomim and you do malacha, Shechita, for example, it's a meleches oichel nefesh. Meleches oichel nefesh is doichel yontif. Acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levada yiyasa lachem. As opposed to the oila, which was kulei kolo. So being that it was all consumed on the mizbeach, it comes out, it's not meleches oichel nefesh. So that's pashut, the chiluk between an oila and a shlamim, is that the oila is kulei kolo, thus it's not meleches oichel nefesh, as opposed to the shlamim, which was eaten by the bailam, it is a meleches oichel nefesh. So Beis Shammai says, you can bring a shlamim, you can't bring an oila. What's the difference? Oh, one's meleches oichel nefesh, the other one's not meleches oichel nefesh. Whereas Beis Shammai holds, you can bring the oila and the shlamim. On that note, Amar Ula, Ula said, Machloikis b'shami chagigo, the machloikis between b'shami and b'shilil, whether or not you could do smicha on a shlamim, was only regarding the shami chagigo lismach. For oilis, really, karev. And the machloikis between b'shami and b'shilil, whether you're allowed to bring a karev and oil, it was only with regards to the oilis riyah. The b'shami, sorry, b'shami holds, the chagoyis amoyis chag l'ashem, it says in the Torah, and we learn from the chagiga in Oilas Rialoi. That pasuk teaches me that you're allowed to bring the shami chagiga on yontif. Ubeisul Sabri Beisul says that it says v'chagoyisamoyisaychaglashem. The word lashem is extra, so that even though the pasuk itself is referring to the shami chagiga, but the word lashem teaches me kol de lahashem that any carbon that you're bringing on yontif for Hashem, you're allowed to bring even the Oilas Ria. Abul Nadar Menadava said, Ula Divri Akol ain't craving the yontif. That you want to know if you can bring the Nadar Menadavas, everybody holds you now, let him bring it on yontif. So what was Ula saying? Ula said something very, very important. He said, the whole machloik is b'shayim b'shila, is regarding the yontif digi karbonis, like we were makdim. The Oilas Ria, the Shami Chagiga, there b'shayim b'shila had a whole major fight. They had a whole argument about it. Hillel said you could bring the Oilas Riyah and the Shami Chagiga. Beis Shammai said you can bring the Shami Chagiga, you can't bring the Oilas Riyah. What's the difference? One's Oichel Nefesh and one is not Oichel Nefesh. What about Smicha? Oh, on the Shami Chagiga, Hillel says you can do Smicha, Beis Shammai says you can't do Smicha. But what about a regular Neder and a Dava? A person made a Neder, he's going to bring a carbon. A person made a Dava, he's going to bring a carbon. This carbon's a carbon Yachid. It has nothing to do with Yontif. Could you bring it? No, of course not. No one else you could bring it. You can never bring the Dharma and the Davas. Not an Oilo and not even a Shlamim. And even Beis Hillel, that's Matar in the Mishnah. It's only the Oilas Riyah that matter. But of course, when it comes to Nadar and Nadavas, everybody holds you can't bring it. So again, this machloik is b'shayim b'shil about bringing karbonas on yontif, shlomims and oilas. Yeah, you oila, no oila. When you bring the shlomim, yes, smicha, no smicha. It's only the oila and the shlomim of yontif. It's the shami chagiga, it's the Oilas Riyah. That's what they were arguing. But Nadar and Nadavas, nobody in the world, not b'shil, not anybody would hold, said Ula, that you're allowed to bring Nadarim or Nadavas on yontif. Because you can't bring karbonas yachnit on yontif. Rabbi said the same thing. Nadarim and Nadavas ain't craving a yontif. And Nadar and Nadava is not something you're allowed to bring on yontif. Frek the Gemara Meisvei Akash. Om Reb Shimon Elazar from a Brais. Shimon Elazar said he was coming to clarify the machloikas between Bishan and Bishol. Bishan and Bishol never argued al oyla she'ena shel yontif she'ena craving a yontif. Bishan and Bishol never argued regarding an oyla she'ena shel yontif, meaning you have an oyla that's a Nadar and Nadava. It's not the oyla sriya, but it's an oyla siyach. You can't bring it on yontif. Val shlomim she'en shel yontif she'kreim shel yontif. Bishan and Bishol never argued about the Shami Chagiga, the Shlomim of Yontif. Of course, you're allowed to bring it on Yontif. Amat Nechliku, what was the Machloikis? Al Oila Shehi Shal Yontif, regarding the Oila Zeriyah, that's the Oila for Yontif. Al Shlomim Shein Shal Yontif, and regarding a Shalmei Neder or Shalmei Nedav. Shebei Shammai, Yemin Bei Shammai says, Lo Yavi, you're not allowed to bring it. Beisul says, Yavi, you are allowed to bring it. So what does Shimon Elazar say? He said that the Machloikis Bei Shammai Beisul was regarding two types of karbonas. Number one, the oilas ria, could you bring it or not? Bishol said, yeah. Bishami said, no. Number two, the shlomim of neder and adava. Bishol said, you can bring it. Bishami said, you're not allowed to bring it. As it relates to the shami chagiga, everybody holds you're allowed to bring it. As it relates to an oila of a neder and adava, everybody holds you're not allowed to bring it. The machloikis was oilas ria, and the shlomim of neder and nedava. But what do you see from here? The way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar explained the machlokes b'shayim b'shil, b'shil whose matter holds, you could bring a neder and nedava as long as it's a shlomim. You can't bring an oila that's a neder and nedava, but you can bring a shlomim that's a neder and nedava. Now what's the difference between an oila and a shlomim? We know the difference. One is oichel nefesh, one is not oichel nefesh. But Ula said that the whole machlokes b'shayim b'shil in the Mishnah was only regarding the yontif tigger karbonis. It's only regarding the shami chagig and oila sriya. But neder and nedava, nobody holds you allowed to bring it. The chein amar avada barahava. Nedarim and nedava ain't craving the yontif. It doesn't matter if it's a shlomim, it doesn't matter if it's an oila. The Gemara Meisvei, a kasha from a b'raisa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar atana ulo and Rav Ada bar Hava amayron. They don't have the credentials to argue with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar said very clearly that the machloek of the Shammai b'Sinul was number one regarding the Eilas Riyah, but number two regarding the Shlomim. That's a neder and a dava. So you see that b'Sinul that's matter holds. You could bring a neder and a dava on Yontif. Not only a Shlomim, not an Eilah. That's true, but still it's not like ulo. It's not like Rav Ada bar Hava. So the Gemara said because of this kasha. Ula and Rav Ada bar Hava are going to have no choice. They're going to have to alter the language of the Braisa. Teretz ve'imahachi. So the Gemara does this sometimes. With a Mishnah, we're usually more hesitant to change the Gersa because the Mishnayos were much more properly edited than the Braisas were. But for a Braisa, this is a move. Sometimes you can just be Teretz ve'imahachi. You can edit a Braisa a little bit. So says the Gemara, because it is Kasha, you have to edit the Braisa and say as follows. Am Rav Shimon Elazar. This is Rav Shimon Elazar really meant. Loi nechli b'chamim yisilu. Al oilu v'shlamim she'in shal yantiv she'in kreivim yantiv. B'chamim yisilu never argue regarding the oilu and the shlamim that are not shal yantiv, meaning an oilu or a shlamim of neder and adab. They all agree that you can't bring it on Yontif. Val Shlomim Shein Shal Yontif Shkevim Yontif. Everybody agrees the Shlomim of Yontif, the Shami Chagig, you could bring on Yontif. Manachliku, what was the argument about Al Oyla Shishon Yontif regarding the Oyla Shish? Vishami says, Yavi, you're not allowed to bring it. Beisul says, Yavi, you are allowed to bring it. In other words, we just edited Rav Shimon ben Elazar to say exactly what Ula and exactly what Rav Ada bar Hava said. That really, as it relates to the Shlomim of Neder and Adav, everybody agrees you're not allowed to bring it. What's the Machloikis? Only regarding Oyla Shish. So the whole mission is talking about the Yontif Digger Karbonis and the Machloikis. This is regarding the Oilus Riyah. Zok Digamar, Rabbi Yosef Amar. So Rabbi Yosef came and he said, Tanoi Shaklas Ma'alma, an expression. You took away all the Tanoim from the world. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef was a little bit bothered. Why you just edit the Brisa? I understand you can edit Brises. It's different than Mishnayos. But at the same time, Ula Rav Ada bar Hava said something. The Gemara had a kasha. It's keneged Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So what did the Gemara do because of this kasha? Oh, change the Gersa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar must have meant something else. That's a last option. So if you have no choice, your back is to the wall. So then you go and you change Gersa's. But Rav Yosef said there's another Tana that said a pshat in the Machlokes B'Shamayim B'Sil. His pshat is actually consistent with what Ula said and what Rav Ada bar Hava said, which means you don't have to change Gersa's. Why are you changing the Gersa? Because there's no Eitzah. How could Ula and Rav Ada bar Hava be connected to Braisa? Well, if I could find you a Tana that supports what Ula Rav Ada bar Hava said, now he's allowed to go connected to Braisa. Because he could say, I hold like this Tana, I know I'm going connected to that Tana. So Rabbi Yosef said, you're acting as if there's no Tanaim in the world. Tanoi, Shaklis Ma'alma, you took away all the Tanaim in the world. Icham Nocha Tana. And once you have that Tana, you'll see Ula and Rav Ada bar Hava have Tanoic support. And if they have support, there's no reason to change the gears of Shimon ben Elazar. Let Rav Shimon ben Elazar be not like Ula, not like Rav Ada bar Hava, but it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, they have a Tana, the Messiah. So what's this other Tana? Tanoi, the Tana going to the Brisa, Shlomim, about Machmas Yontif, Be Yontif, as it relates to the Shami Chagigah, not the Shami, and Bishami said, Soy Michalei, Merv Yontif. You want to do Smicha? Bishami said, that's the other Machloikis, the one we're going to talk about tomorrow. You can't do Smicha Yontif, you have to do Smicha Erev Yontif. Then you can do the Shchit on Yontif. Silva and Rasul says, Soy Michalei, and Yontif, you could do Smicha Yontif, Vishaychtim Yontif, and you could do Shchit on Yontif. Avon the Dharma and the Dovis, but as it relates to the Dharma and the Dovis, Divri Akol ain't craving me Yontif. Everybody else, you can't bring it on Yontif. And it doesn't say Nedarim and Nedavis of Oilo, it says all Nedarim and Nedavis. Even Nedarim and Nedavis of Shlomim. So you see, clearly there's a Tana in the world that holds that all Nedarim and Nedavis are not craving the Yontif. So if there's a Tana that holds all Nedarim and Nedavis are not craving the Yontif, Ula and Ada Rahava have support from a Tana. Even the Rav Shimon ben Elazar clearly said that according to Beisilo, you could bring Nedarim and Nedavis as long as it's a Shlomim and not an Oilo. But at the same time, you have a Tana that held not that way. So Rabbi Yosef said, there's no way to change the gears of Rav Shimon ben Elazar because all it is a simple machlokes Tana. So what we have now is that really, whether or not you could bring a neder and a dava on Yontif is a machlokes Tana. It's a machlokes Rav Shimon ben Elazar and this Tana of the Braisa that Rabbi Yosef quoted. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you're allowed to bring a neder and a dava on Yontif, albeit if it's a shlomim. If it's a oila, you can't. Shlomim, you can't. What's the difference between oila and a shlomim? Oila is kulei galal, so it's not melechas eichel nefesh. Shlomim, which was eaten by the bialim, that's melechas eichel nefesh. That's something you'd be able to do. According to the time of the Braisa, the top line of your test on the base, avon nedarim and a dava is divrei akoil, b'shami b'sil, ain't craving the Yontif, and it doesn't matter if it's an oila, it doesn't matter if it's a shlomim. So we have a major machloikis tana. Nedarim and a dava is craving the Yontif, or ain't craving the Yontif. Zok Gemara, v'hani tanoi, kahani tanoi. These tanoim that we just mentioned, that hold, or that debated, Nedarim and Nedavis, Kreivim Miyantav, Alein Kreivim Miyantav, is really consistent with another Machlokes Tanaim. So the Gemara now is going to bring up Braisa, It's a long braisa. The Gemara is going to discuss the braisa, and the point of bringing this braisa, by the time we get to the end of the Yomid, is going to be for one very short punchline. And that is to prove that there's a machloik is going on in this braisa, whether Nedarim and Nedavis are craven beyantiv, or Nedarim and Nedavis are in craven beyantiv. Zok de Gemara. So the background of this braisa is the carbon toida. So the carbon toida was a carbon that somebody brought in the event that he wanted to give shvach vahida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's arba tzrichim lahaydais, but that was the carbon toida, says the Gemara. Tanya relim to the Brayis, ha'im avi and toida b'chag ha'matzis. You're not allowed to bring the carbon toida on Pesach. And the reason is, because the carbon toida was unique, that there were 40 loaves of breads that were brought together with the carbon toida. Of the 40 loaves of bread, 30 were matzah, 10 of them were chametz. You can't bring a carbon toida on Pesach, because if you're going to bring it on Pesach, it involves chametz, and obviously you can't have chametz on Pesach. From Loibat Saris, says the Brayis, so you also now bring the carbon toida on Shavuos, from Neshu Yontif, because it's Yontif. And Rashi says that the carbon toida is a neder in a dava, which is really a discussion, because if Arbat Srichim Lahoides, if the four people that have to bring a carbon taida, so why do we view it as a neder and a dava? But either way, the taida is treated like a neder and a dava, and as a result, you can't bring it on Shavuos. Why? Because it's Yontif. You can't bring a neder and a dava on Yontif. Avol maybe Adam taidasa b'chaga Pesach on Sukkot. But on Sukkot, you're allowed to bring it. So again, the first sheet of the Brayis says you don't bring the carbon taida on Pesach. Why? Because it's chametz. How can you bring it on chametz? How can you bring it on Pesach? Shavuos is Yontif. How can you bring it on Shavuos? Sukkos! Oh, Sukkos is good. What's the obvious question? Sukkos is also Yontif. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Reb Shimon is the second sheet in the Brayis. He says, Arei Waimer, it says in the Torah, Bechaga Matzos, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. And we learn from there, Kol Shavuos, Bechaga Matzos, any carbon that you're allowed to bring on Pesach, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. You can bring on Shavuos and Sukkos as well. The Kol Shavuos, Bechaga Matzos, any carbon that you're not allowed to bring on Pesach, any Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. You're not allowed to bring on Shavuos, and you're not allowed to bring on Sukkos. What's Reb Shimon coming to say, ostensibly, that being that you can't bring a toid on Pesach goes to the Chometz, so therefore you can't bring it on Shavuos, you can't bring it on Sukkos either. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's son, said, Stam Rabbi Shimon and Shas is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon is, of course, the famous son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was with his father in the Ma'ara for all those years. Maybe Adam Toidasai Bechag HaSukkos, Rabbi Shimon said, a person is allowed to bring his Toidah Bechag HaSukkos. Not just that, once he has the basar of the taida, he can fulfill his mitzvah of simcha, like we spoke at in the introduction. He doesn't have to bring a shalmi simcha now, because he can use that basar for a simcha. But you can't use the taida that you're bringing for your shalmi chagiga. For your simcha, you could. For your chagiga, you cannot. So, longish braisa, and the Gemara now is going to go through the braisa literally word by word. Amamar. So the braisa began like this. Aim of you and toid b'chagam matzis. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toid on Pesach. When they chomet jabba, because it has chomet. Freedom or pshita, it's obvious. I need a braisa to tell me that. Every little child knows that. The carbon toid that we know had bread. We know some of the breads were chomets. On Pesach, you can't eat chomets. You can't even have chomets in your possession. So what's the chiddush that you can't bring a carbon toid? Amar Amad Bereid Rabbi Yitzchok. Rami Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Hochel Bar Bos. So I scream another. The chiddush of the Brayis is that the Tana is saying that you can't even bring a carbon toida on the 14th day of Nisan. The 14th day of Nisan is now Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. Why? Because the Kasavar, he holds in Mevi'in Kachem LeBesapsol. So this is a big halach in Kachem. But basically the halacha states that a person is not allowed to bring a carbon if the amount of time he's going to have to fulfill the mitzvahs with the carbon are going to be limited by some external factor. So for example, Kachem Kedashim, you were able to eat for a day and a night. Kachem Kalin, 2 days and a night. Being that if you bring a carbon toida, you dial it in the morning, you're going to only have a few hours to eat the lachmi toida, because once it's Mishay Shoyes Ulamaylo, Kuli Alma Moidi, the Chometz is Aser, at that point you won't be able to eat it anymore. So what are you going to have to do with the lachmi toida? Once Shay Shoyes Ulamaylo comes around, you're going to have to burn it. So instead of having 2 days to eat the lachmi toida, now you're going to only have a few hours. Actually, the toida was eaten for 1 day. You can only have a few hours to eat the carbon toida, which means that if you don't eat it, it's going to end up being burnt. So you did something proactively, maybe to cause Kachem to be burnt. This is the halach of emavin kachon the base of soul. But either way, what the Brayis is saying is not that you can't bring the toida on Pesach. Of course you can't bring the toida on Pesach. The chiddush is you can't even bring it on Erev Pesach, even in the morning when you're still able to eat your chametz. So you would have thought, why can't I bring a carbon toida? The reason is because usually a toida you have a full day and a night to eat, but now you're not going to have your day and your night. You're going to be very limited in terms of how much time you're going to have to eat it. So as a result, there's a possibility that you're going to end up burning it, because you had so little time to eat it. Ein mevin kach on the base of soul. But that's the chiddush. Vlei batzeres. Then the time of the baraisa said that you don't meet the carbon toida on shavuos. Memnei shu yontif. What's pshat in that? Oh, so we need this. Highlight this. Kasaber nedarim and nedavas and craving beyontif. He obviously holds nedarim and nedavas can't be brought on yontif. The toida we said is a neder nedava. Therefore, you don't bring it on yontif. Avo maybe adam toidas bechagasukas. But then the time of the baraisa said you could bring a toida on sukkas. Sakti gemar emes. What's going on? Ilei mevin yontif atzmi. Do you mean on sukkas literally? For amritz for vlei batzeres. Memnei shu yontif. I thought you're not allowed to bring a carbon on Shavuos because it's Yontif. What's between Shavuos and Sukkos? Eli, you have to say B'chayil Shammai. What he means is Chayil Shammai. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon was the second Shita. He said, "Arei Oimer." It says B'chag Hamatzos uV'chag Shavuos uV'chag Sukkos. We learn from here. Kol Shabbat B'chag Hamatzos, but B'chag Shavuos B'chag Sukkos. Any carbon that you can bring B'chag Hamatzos, you can bring Shavuos and Sukkos. Kol Shabbat B'chag Hamatzos Ein Oipra B'chag Shavuos uV'chag Sukkos. Any carbon that you can't bring a chag matzis, you can't bring on Shavuos, and you can't bring on Sukkos. Freit the Gemara. Maske flo Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira asked the kasha. He said, Hashtos luse misaltinon, nedarmu nedavis, nibaya. If on cholomoid, you could do any malacha you want, sluse misaltinon, you can work in the field, and you can hack wood. So is it... Isn't it obvious then that you should be able to bring the Dharma and the Davis? How could there be a tzad that Reb Shimon holds that you're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Cholomayt? So what does this mean? What it means is that if the Tanakam of the Braisa who said that you can bring a toida on Sukkos, again, Pesach, everyone holds you can't bring a toida. Shavuos, everyone holds you can't bring a toida. What did the Tanakam say? You can bring on Sukkos. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said you can't bring on Sukkos. Why does Reb Shimon hold you can't bring it on Sukkos? So Pashut, it sounds like he has a drasha. But the Gemara is assuming now that the reason he can't bring it on Sukkos is because he holds Nedarim and Nedavos are not craven b'Sukkos. Now, even the Tanakama only said Cholomayt Sukkos. So obviously Reb Shimon, that's being more machman than the Tanakama, he holds even on a Cholomayt. The Gemara says, how could that be? Cholomayt, you could do any malacha. You can drive your car on Cholomayt. So why shouldn't you be able to bring a neder and a dava? Well, be pashup shat. So Amar Rabbi, because of this kasha, which again, you have to understand, but because of this kasha, Amar Abaya said, I'm going to tell you a whole new pshat in the machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Tanakam. And before the pshat that the Gemara is going to say, that Abaya is going to say, we need again a tiny bit of an introduction, and that is, there's a loisase in the Torah that's known as the lav of Bal Ta'achar. What's Bal Ta'achar? So, it says in the Torah that if somebody makes a neder or nedava to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki sidor neder la'Hashem Elokecha, loisa'achar l'shalma. You can't delay it. You can't procrastinate. You can't push it off. You have to bring the carbon that you're supposed to bring. Now, there's machlokes tanam what that means, but most shitas and shas hold that bal ta'achar means gimel regala, that you're not let a postpone it three regala. So if somebody made a neder, for example, before Pesach, that he's going to bring a carbon toida, let's say, so you have to bring it Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. If by Sukkos you still didn't bring it, now you are over the Issa Deiraisa of Loisa Acher L'Sham. There are different shitas as it relates to Bal Ta'achar, and the Gemara is going to get into some of them right now. But the background to what Abai is about to say is the lav of Bal Ta'achar. So Amar Abai. Abai said, because of this question, because of the fact that it would emerge from the way we explained the Braisa, that Reb Shimon is of the opinion that you can't bring the Dharma and the Davis even on Cholomayt. And Abai said, can't be. I can't even hear such a tzad, that you shouldn't be able to bring it on Cholomayt. So he said, because of that background, that as it relates to bringing a toida on Cholomayt Sukkos, everybody holds you're allowed to bring. There's no question in the world, everyone holds this motto. There's no Reb Shimon, who's the second sheet in this braisa, that says that in addition to not being able to bring it on Pesach and not being able to bring it on Shavuos, you also can't bring it on Cholomayt Sukkos. Can't be. Keep leaking. What was the machloikis? So make him a lev about Ta'acha. The machloikis is related to the Isner Bal Ta'acha. Says the Gemara, what's the machloikis? Tanakama. So Tanakama holds Sholish Regalim Amar Achmano. I feel a shalik yisidra. It says in the Torah that if a loisa'acha l'shalmai, and Chazal had a Messiah, what does loisa'acha l'shalmai mean? It means three regalim. There's no order of what those three regalim are. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you made the neder before Pesach and then you didn't bring it Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Yoiv Bal Ta'achar. Or if you made the neder before Shavuos and then Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach came, Yoiv Bal Ta'achar. Or if you made the neder before Sukkos and then Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos came, Yoiv Bal Ta'achar. Even Shaloi Kisidron. It doesn't have to be in order. What would the order be, by the way? Shalish Pamim Bashani Yerah Kol Schurcha. Wherever the Torah mentions the three regalim, it says Bechaga Matzos, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. But that order is just whatever. but it has nothing to do with the lava Baal Ta'achar. And as it relates to Baal Ta'achar, if someone's Ma'achar Gimel Regalim, even Shloi Kaseder, it's going to be a problem. Rav Shimon Savar, Rav Shimon holds, Kisidron in, Shloi Kisidron Loi. That only if a person violates the three regalim kisidron, is near a problem of Baal Ta'achar. But if a person violates the Gimel Regalim, Shloi Kisidron, he's not going to be over the lav of Baal Ta'achar. What does that mean? The only time a person's over Baal Ta'achar is if Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos come and the person didn't bring the carbon that he said he was going to bring. But if it doesn't happen in that order, it's not going to be an issue. So for example, let's say somebody made a neder before Shavuos and then Shavuos comes, he doesn't fulfill the neder. Sukkos comes, doesn't fulfill the neder. Pesach comes, you'd say it's three regal now. Baal Ta'achar, no. Because it wasn't in order. It wasn't Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. He would have to wait then until Shavuos and Sukkos, then it'll be over Baal Ta'achar. You need a Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So sometimes it's three regalim, but that's if you made the neder before Pesach. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you have three regalim to make it up. But it could be five regalim. If you made the neder before Sukkos, so you have Sukkos, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkos again, right? It depends on when you made the neder. If you made it before Shavuos, you have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So really, depending on when you made the neder, that's when this is going to play out. Now, what does this have to do with the machloikis that we have? We have a machloikis about, could you bring a carbon toyda on Sukkos? Could you not bring the carbon toyda on Sukkos? How did we turn this into Baal Ta'achar? So there's a long Rashi, Dibra Maskel Ki Pligi, where Rashi goes through it very, very clearly. But basically, the gist of what Rashi says is that if you revisit the Braisa, what the Braisa is saying is that Ein Mevi'in, reading the Braisa inside, three lines from the top, Toyda B'chag HaMatzis, V'loy Ba'atzeres, Avo Mevi Yodam Toydase B'chag HaSukkos. And what the Braisa is trying to say is that if it's Erev Sukkos right now, make sure you bring your carbon that you have to bring. Why? Because you can't bring a toida on Pesach, and you can't bring a toida on Shavuos. So when you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be Oyler Regel, and you're going to want to fulfill your neder to bring your carbon toida, Pesach, forget about it. Even Shavuos. Okay, before Shavuos, after Shavuos, but on Shavuos it's proper, you won't be able to do it. So it's going to be complicated. The one yontif that you can bring it is Sukkos. Sukkos, on yontif you can't. But at least on Chol HaMoed Sukkos you could. So Sukkos is the one opportunity that you have to be able to bring your carbon. So being that it's the one opportunity to bring your carbon, make sure you bring it. And by the way, recognize if you don't bring it Sukkos, by the time you finish being Oyler Regel, go through the cycle of the year, you're going to end up violating Baal Ta'achar. Because Gimel Regalim, Afilu Shaloi Kisidron, you're over Baal Ta'achar. So when Sukkos comes, make sure you bring it. You know what Rab Shimon says? Rab Shimon Oimer, Harei Oimer B'chag HaMatzos U'B'chag HaShavuos U'B'chag HaSukkos. What was he trying to say? Not a heckish. He was saying that there's a Seder of Baal Ta'achar. And the Seder of Baal Ta'achar is first Chag HaMatzos, then Chag HaShavuos, and then Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, just because it's Sukkos doesn't necessarily mean you need to bring your carbon toida, because you still have time to do it. Because unless you're over Baal Ta'achar in the Seder of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, you're not going to be out. That's a shtickle Torah, and how to understand the Braisa. Rashi goes through it, obviously, a little bit more thoroughly. But the point is, what the Gemara is saying is that the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon is not whether you could bring a carbon toida Chol HaMoed. Of course you could bring a carbon toida. The Chol HaMoed. There's no question you can bring in a Chol HaMoed Sukkos. There can never have been the Machloikis. The Machloikis was that if a person said a Re'elai Toida, now he has this nether and a double obligation to bring a carbon Toida, and now it's Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Do I have to bring it right now? Do I not have to bring it right now? According to Rav Shimon, Lav Dafka, because you have a Chiyuv of Baal Ta'achar. Yeah, but Baal Ta'achar means Gimel Regalim in order of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So you may still have time to do it. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But you may have time to do it. So don't feel this major lachatz that you have to do it right now. Whereas according to the Tanna Kamma, it's practically very advisable to do it now. And the reason is because if you don't do it on Sukkos, you won't be able to do it in Pesach, you won't be able to do it Shavuos, because Pesach is out because it's Chametz, Shavuos is out because you can't bring the Dharma and the Davos on Yontem, so therefore it's more advisable for you to do it right now. But the bottom line is, the reason we brought this Braisa was not for Shittas Rab Shimon. We need it for the next line. Rab Lazar Rab Shimon was the third Tana in the Braisa. And what Rab Lazar Rab Shimon say, Mevi Adam Toidasoi, says the Gemara, Amos. What did Rabbi Elazar Shimon mean when he said you can bring the Toida on Sukkos? Did he mean on Chol HaMoed? Everybody holds you allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed. Obviously, he meant Yontif. Oh, so now we have another sheet. Tanakama said you can bring the Toida on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You can't bring it on Sukkos. Right? He said you can't bring it on Shavuos. So obviously, you can't bring it on Sukkos either. Why? Because he holds Nedarim and Nedavos and Craven and Yontif. And Rav Shimon didn't seem to say anything to the contrary. All Rav Shimon seemed to say was that you could bring an achol amoyt. We clarified what the real machloikis is between Rav Shimon and Tanakam. But Rav Shimon is another shita. He said you could bring it on Sukkos. He obviously means yontif. Because if he meant achol amoyt, he's not arguing anything. Must be because of nedarim nedavis craven be yontif. Obviously he holds nedarim nedavis are craven beyantiv. If that's the case, we have a machloikis in this braisa where the nedarim and the davas are craven beyantiv, when the nedarim and the davas are not craven beyantiv. So the Gemara just says, parenthetically, why did Rav Elazar Shimon say you can bring it on Sukkos? Love the Afkos. Gur said Shavuos also. Pesach is out. You can't bring it on Pesach because it's Chomes, but Shavuos as well. So the Gemara says, Rav Elazar Shimon letamei, he's literally tossed tiny little into braisa. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Leyemir Chagasukos, Shneboy, Akosa Medaber. Loma Nemar, the pasuk that mentions the mitzvah of oilu regal, sholish pamim bashani yirah kol schorchas pnei Hashem alekecha b'chagam matzus b'chagam shvuz b'chagam sukkos. That pasuk is in the end of Parshas Rei. It's in the parish of Sukkos. Three pesukim earlier, chagam sukkos tasa l'chol shivas yamin ba'as b'chami garnecho miyikvecha. And you have the parish of Sukkos. In the parish of Sukkos, it mentions sholish pamim, and it says b'chagam matzus b'chagam shvuz b'chagam sukkos. And the Tanaim were bothered why the Torah hadn't mentioned chagam sukkos in that pasuk. The general context is talking about Sukkos. So why would we have to mention chagam sukkos? So it says the Gemara, lo yomer chagam sukkos shabay akosim adamer. Why did it say it? Lo yomer shezeh achre. So Reb Shimon said to teach me that this is the last one. That's Reb Shimon's shita that we just mentioned. And in Baal Ta'achar, it's coming to teach me Allah and Baal Ta'achar. The way Baal Ta'achar works is Chagamatz, Chagashuz, Chagasukas. It has to be in that order. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said a different shita. He said, it's coming to teach me Shazek Goyrim. This is the yontif that's Goyrim, meaning this is the only yontif that matters in Baal Ta'achar. Baal Ta'achar is not Gimel Regalim, but Baal Ta'achar is only one regal. Which regal? Sukkas. If a person violates Sukkas, you're out. If it's not Sukkos, it doesn't matter. But either way, the reason Rav Shimon said bring the Toid on Sukkos, because he holds in the world about the Achar, Sukkos is the time you have to bring it. That's the only Yom Tov that matters. It's only Sukkos. It doesn't matter if it's one Yom Tov, two Yom Tov, or three Yom Tov. At the end of the day, it's always going to be Sukkos. That's why he brought Sukkos. But what's the bottom line? We brought this whole Amid. The whole Yotes Amid Beis was brought literally Agav, to bring out one Knitch, that we have a Machlokes over here. Could you bring the carbon Toid on Sukkos, or could you not bring it on Sukkos? Chol Hamoed, of course you could bring it. But what about on Sukkos itself? Tanakama of the Braisa says you cannot. Rav Shimon holds you can. What's the machloikis? Nedarim nedavim. Kraven beyantiv, nedarim nedavim. Ain't kraven beyantiv, which Rav Yosef said was a machloikis tanam between two Braises that the Gemara brought on Daf Yotes and Aleph. So the bottom line is an ars. So we have a machloikis between Beishamai and Beisil. What was machloikis between Beishamai and Beisil? Whether you're allowed to bring certain karbonis on Yontif. Now, the machloikis seems to be regarding the oiles ria. Could you bring the oiles ria on Yontif, or could you not bring the oiles ria on Yontif? What about Nedarim and Udavis? So there didn't seem to be mention about that, or it was a little bit unclear. Stating that, a machloikis Amayroim and Tanaim, as it relates to Nedarim and Udavis, craving Yontif or not, Bisil Shita is, according to some, Nedarim and Nedavis craven beyantiv, but only the Shlomim. It's also the sheet of Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon, and this Braisa that the Gemara brought on Amid Beis. There were others that held Nedarim and Nedavis ain craven beyantiv, and we'll see more about this tomorrow. L'kovet Sukkos, we're going to be attaching to the end of the Dafin some raid bites that we discussed and learned together during Masechta Sukkah, obviously Minyana D'Yoma. Today's raid bite is from Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis. It's titled The Mitzvah to Build a Sukkah. It discusses whether the mitzvah to build a sukkah is a mitzvah aseh, or rather it's a hechsher mitzvah, because by building a sukkah you now have a sukkah and thus are able to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. It's the classic debate between the Avnei Nezer and the Minchas Eluzer. Either way, the mitzvah to build a sukkah from Sukkah Daf Yud Beis.
So just one ha'ara, one raid bite, as it relates not so much to today's daf, but more generally to some of the dafin that we're learning. So really, Masechta Sukkah is not as long as Masechta Yuma. So there's a gather of Chatoif, the Achol Chatoif Ushsei, because before you know it, we're going to be learning Lulav HaGazel, we're going to be learning the Sugis of Dalad Minim. So just to chaperine a little bit, some of the important Sugis as it relates generally to the mitzvah of Sukkah. That is, the Ramah, in the very end of Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, and at the very beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, says the same exact thing, which is interesting. The Ramah was written very much Beketzer, and there were two comments of the Ramah that are almost word for word, verbatim, one halacha after the other. So this is the last Ramah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The Ramah says, v'hamedaktikim, people that are medaktik, maschilim miyad b'moitzoy yom kippur b'asiyah sasukah k'dei lotzis me'mitzvah o'mitzvah. People that are medaktik, they're very careful in mitzvahs. Some moitzoy yom kippur, they come home from shul, and the first thing that they do is they build a sukkah. Hamedaktikim maschilim miyad. They stop building a sukkah. Why? Because they want to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. You just went from the mitzvah of Yinisim Esnafshu Yisechem, the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. So let's go immediately into another mitzvah. So what do? You stop building a sukkah. This is the last Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The first Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah says, U'mitzvah l'sakin ha-sukkah miyad l'achon Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to stop preparing the sukkah right away after Yom Kippur. The mitzvah bo liyodei al-yach min senu. And the Mishnah Berurah already asks the kasha, the why the Ramah have to repeat the same exact halacha twice. It's the last halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur, and it's the first halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, ayin shah. But the point is, the Ramah says that there was a minig amongst medaktikin to the first thing you do after Yom Kippur, to start building a sukkah. It's l'chura mashma from the Ramah that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. Right? The Ramah says, number one, v'amedaktikim maschilim miyad b'moitzo yom kippur b'asiyas ha-sukkah k'dei lotzis mi-mitzvah al-mitzvah. We're going from mitzvah yom kippur to mitzvah building a sukkah. It's pretty clear that the Ramah is referring to building a sukkah as a mitzvah. And really, that's the whole theme of what he's trying to say. You want to go mi-mitzvah la-mitzvah, so clearly building a sukkah is a mitzvah. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because I think if you ask the man on the street, is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? So you would say, I don't know, it's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. But sukkah is teshvu shivas yomim. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. Now, if you don't have a sukkah, of course you have to build a sukkah. But it's what's known in the vernacular as a hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, just like there's a mitzvah, in theory, to buy talad minim, there's a mitzvah to walk to shul, to hit ki a shofar. If you're a mayel, there's a mitzvah to prepare a messer. It's like this, you can go ahead and do your bris milah. But it's not a mitzvah gufa. It's what's known as a heksha mitzvah. You're doing something that's necessary in order for you to be able to do a mitzvah. And the truth is, there's a difference between mitzvahs and heksha mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have a whole shulchan aruch, and heksha mitzvah have its own shulchan aruch. The Ramah's a little mashma that it's a mitzvah to go ahead and build a sukkah. That's his lashon. K'dei lotzeis mi mitzvah al mitzvah. You're not going mi mitzvah al mitzvah. You're going mi mitzvah al hechsher mitzvah. If the Ramah wanted you after Yom Kippur to go mi mitzvah al mitzvah, then what the Ramah should have said was, he should have said, let's find a real mitzvah. After Yom Kippur, you should do the daf. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, you should do something. That's for sure a mitzvah. You should be mekayim, some sort of mitzvah deraisa. This is the mitzvah? L'chayit is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's a little mashma from the Ramah that it's a mitzvah. And again, tzarech bir, because if you think about it, objectively, it would seem to be more of a hechsher mitzvah than an actual mitzvah. But the truth is that it's not so pashut. There's a Mishnah, Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is discussing the halacha of nishba levatal es ha-mitzvah. So if somebody swears that he's going to do something, he has to do it. If somebody swears he's not going to do something, he's not allowed to do it. If someone violates a shavuah, it's very, very chum. Says the Mishnah that the only time a shvuah is chal is if the thing that he swore to do or not to do is a dvar rishos. If, however, it's a dvar mitzvah or it's a dvar avera, the halach is that the shvuah is not chal. And the Mishnah gives examples of what it means to be nishba levatel es hamitzvah. Somebody makes a shvuah to be mevatel a mitzvah, which is not a good shvuah. Says the Mishnah, nishba levatel es hamitzvah. For example, shaloi las a sukkah. Somebody made a shvuah, he's not going to make a sukkah. Shaloi litil dolof, he's not going to take dal aminim. Shaloi laniach tefillin, he's not going to take tefillin. Zuhi shvuah shav shechayov and azlein and makis. So the Mishnah, that's a nishba levatel es hamitzvah. So the Mishnah gives three examples of nishba levatel es hamitzvah. A person swears he's not going to build a sukkah. A person swears he's not going to take dal aminim. A person swears he's not going to put on tefillin. Nishba shaloi las a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. The Mishnah should have said nishba shaloi leshev ba sukkah. What's this nishba shaloi las a sukkah? There's a very, very similar Mishnah. Masechtas Nedarim daf tezayinim and aleph. The halacha is that a shvu is not chal on a dvar mitzvah, but a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. So if somebody makes a neder, for example, that he's never going to drink wine, he makes a neder, koinim yayin alai. So even kiddush and avdolah, which is the dvar mitzvah, if someone makes a neder from matzah, so he can't eat matzah. So the Mishnah, Nedarim, Daf Tezayin, and Aleph, gives examples of Nedarim that are chal al dvar mitzvah. And one of the examples are, if somebody says, koinim yeshivas, koinim asiyah sukkah alai, koinim asiyah sukkah alai, taloch is the neder's chal. Kainam Asiyah Sukkah, a lie. Why are we talking about Asiyah Sukkah? Asiyah Sukkah is not a mitzvah. Asiyah Sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah. So we have a Lashon HaMishnah in Shavuos, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, and we have a Lashon HaMishnah in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Tezayin Amir Aleph. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Pei Vav Amir Aleph. We know the halacha is that if someone's over a loisase, as long as it meets the criteria, meaning it's not a lavshin be meisa, it's not a lavshin itaklase, it's not a lavshin ilazoros misas bezdin, the halacha is he gets malchus. Malchus is arboim chaserachas. He gets 39 malchus. So the Gemara says tanin. When is it true that a person gets malchus? The mitzvahs loisase. That's if a person did a loisase. Avo be mitzvahs asay. When it comes to a mitzvahs asay, there's no malchus. Stating that, says the Braisa, you have to read the fine print very carefully. It's possible for a person to chap patch even for a mitzvah saseh. How's that possible? Kegoin. Sha'oimrim le'aseh sukkah ve'ena oisa. Bezdin goes over to a person, they say, sukkah is coming, and you have to build a sukkah. Says, ena oisa, he's actually a zechais. He doesn't want to make a sukkah. Lulav, they tell him, take a lulav. No, I'm not taking lulav. Said, Allah is makin oisno yachetetze navshoi. Not just 39, but we can do more than 39. We can give the person patch, literally yachetetze navshoi. But what's the lashon of the Gemara? The person doesn't want to do what? He doesn't want to sit in a sukkah? No. So again, we're not talking about yeshiva sukkah. What we're talking about is asiyah sukkah. So we have the Mishnah in Shavuos, we have the Mishnah in Nedarim, and we have a Gemara in Perek HaKosev and Masechtes Ksubos that would seem to suggest that there's not only a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, but there's also a mitzvah to build a sukkah, which is the mashmois of the Ramah. The Ramah says that medakti kimaschidu miyabim etzayim kippur asiyah sukkah. Why? Kidei lotzis mi mitzvah mitzvah. It sounds like it's a real mitzvah. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. But the question is, what's the makar to this mitzvah? So if there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, so there has to be a makar. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, it says, b'sukkah teish v'shivas yomim. There's a mitzvah to take da'alaminim on sukkah, so l'kachtim l'chem b'yayim arishin, and all the da'alaminim. Every mitzvah in the Torah has a makar in the Torah. What's the makar in the Torah to the mitzvah of asiyah sukkah? B'l'chayra, we've learned enough in Masechta sukkah to have a clue. And that is, it says in the Torah, Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'Chashivas Yomim. And we've seen already two halachos that the Gemara learns from the Pasuk Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'Cha that's negated the mitzvah of Asiyah Sukkah. Today's daf, yesterday's daf, we had the halach of Tasev Eloi Mina Asoi. Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'Cha means there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Pashat Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'Cha means do sukkahs. Right? Just like it says, Lasis is Hashem Rabbeinu Yisrael is HaShabbos. Lasis is HaShabbos. What's Lasis is HaShabbos? Do Shabbos. You have to know what that Lashon Lasis is. But it's a sprach that means observe Shabbos. So Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'Cha Pashat means observe the Yontif of Sukkos. But from the drashas of Chazal, Tasev Eloi Mina Asoi, you see that it's actually a remes to the Asiyas HaSukkah. It's a remes to the actual building of the sukkah. Beishamai and Daf Tesam and Aleph says that a sukkah has to be built l'shma. Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha Tasel Sukkah L'shem Chag. The Asiyas HaSukkah has to be l'shem Chag. In other words, Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha high level means celebrate the Yontif of Sukkos. Do Sukkos. But more specifically, Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha means there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. So you see, there's a pasuk in the Torah that's talking about building a sukkah. So this is different than an ordinary heksher mitzvah. Usually heksher mitzvahs, Torah doesn't talk about heksher mitzvahs. Figure it out. I don't know. But here the Torah said Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha, two halachas that it means Asiyas HaSukkah. So this is the makar. So again, we have the Lashon of the Ramah, we have the Mishnah in Shavuos, the Mishnah in the Darim, the Gemara in Ksubos, Daf Chavavim and Aleph, and L'chur, we even have a Pasha just from learning Daf Yoimi, 10 blat in Masechtes Sukkah, we seem to have a pretty decent makar. Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha, we have two halachas, two major halachas, B'Shem HaShita, that Chag has to be placed as Shema, and the halach of Tasev Lemin Asi, it's learned from the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cha. Stating that, if you look in the Achroinim, this raid is very, very not partial at all. In fact, there were many, many, many Achroinim that were of the opinion that when the Mishnah in Masechtes Shavuos, Daf Chavtes, and the Mishnah in Masechtes Nedarim, Daf Tezayin, and the Gemara in Ksubos, Daf Pei Vav, talk about Asiyas HaSukkos Lav Dafka, Nishbash Loi Lasa Sukkah, even though it would seem to be a compelling dig, it means Shloi Leshev Basukkah, Koinim Asiyas Sukkah Lai, means koinim yeshiva sukkah lai. It's not a say sukkah. What it really means is leishev ba sukkah. The achroinim that held that when the Ramah said he didn't mean a real mitzvah. He meant the Hechsher mitzvah. Why we pick a Hechsher mitzvah? I hear. But he didn't mean mitzvah mamish. But what he meant was Hechsher mitzvah. And when the Gemara darshens all these different halachas from Chag HaSukkos to Asa Lecho, even though it sounds like we're learning halachas of Asiyas HaSukkos, yeah, it's true. We are learning halachas of Asiyas HaSukkos. But doesn't mean that Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecho is a tzivoy. But Sukkos Teish Moshivas Yomim is a real tzivoy. But as it relates to Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecho, that's really not a tzivoy. In other words, there's a machloikis in the achroinim. Whether Asiyas HaSukkos really is a mitzvah, as Oivis is a shtickle mavur from the Makairis that we brought, or maybe everything that we just said is one big lav dafka. So just to bring out this discussion with one just very interesting background, and that is, whether or not building a sukkah is a mitzvah esser or not a mitzvah esser was a machloikis in the late 19th century between two gedolei olam, the Avni Nezer and the Mincha Saluzer. And there's a little bit of a background here. The background is, the Avni Nezer, this was in the year 1887. So he gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. And that year, sukkahs fell out on a Sunday night. Sukkahs fell out on a Sunday night, and the Avni Nezer was giving a drasha to his Kehila. And in his drasha on Shabbos Shuvah, he said over a chiddush lahalacha, kedarke b'kodesh. And this chiddush lahalacha is brought down in Shailos HaTshuvos Avni Nezer. It's in Siman Tov Nuntas. So he said over the following halacha. He said that there's a minig in Klal Yisrael that after Yom Kippur, you go and you start building a sukkah. Now the Ramah says the Medakti can do it miyad mamish mitzvah Shabbos. He doesn't say it once, he says it twice. The last halacha in Hilchas Yom Kippur, it's the first halacha in Hilchas Sukkah. But you don't have to do it then. It's the Medakti can do that. The idea is to get it done. Somewhere between Yom Kippur, that's usually when people start building that sukkah, and between sukkahs. So Avni Nezer told the Olam that usually when it comes to how soon should you build a sukkah, that's the halacha. You do it as early as possible. But by the Evid, you can be clapping by Shki of Sukkos. That's also going to be okay. But he said, this year, when Sukkos falls out on Sunday night, you have to do it before Shabbos. This is what he said. You have to do it before Shabbos. And if you're going to do it on Sunday, you're going to be over in Isser. What Isser could you possibly be over? He said, Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Rashi Shita is in Yuma and in Megillah in different places that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is in Issa Dei Reis. It's learned down from Ushmartem as Hamatzois, Al Tikri Matzois Elo Mitzvois, Mitzvah Boli Yotcha Al Tach Mitzeno. There's an Issa Dei Reis to be Mavir on a Mitzvah. And Avni Nezer said that if you're going to wait until Sunday, you're going to be over an Issa Dei Reis of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And he explained. He said there's a Gemara Mesechtes Megillah, Davov Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a Machloikis Tanoim. If you have an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, when do you do all the mitzvahs hayoyim of Chodesh Adar? The Dal Parshias, and even Purim, Mishloach Manis, Matanos Lavyoinim. Do you do it during Adar Rishon, or do you do it Adar Sheni? So we do it during Adar Sheni. But really, it's a Machloikis and Shas. Do it Tanam, that held you're supposed to do it Adar Rishon. So the Gemara says, what's the husband of Machloikis? Meaning, why did some hold you do it Adar Rishon, and why did other hold you do it Adar Sheni? So the Gemara says, the ones that hold Adar Rishon, because Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. You have an opportunity to do it Adar Rishon. You can't jump to Adar Sheni. You're being Mavir Ala Mitzvah. Do it Adar Rishon. It's an Adar. So why would you wait until Adar Sheni? The ones that hold that you do it Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, Mismach gula liguula adifa. It's better to be masmach gula liguula. Says the Avni Nezer. So you see, the Gemara help that if you would do it Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon, according to the Mandama that says you have to do it Adar Rishon, you wouldn't just violate Zrizim Makdim la Mitzvahs. It would be an Isser. That's one of the places that Rashi says, Isser de Reisa. It would be Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So the Avni Nezer said, what makes something Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs versus Zrizim Makdim la Mitzvahs? Right? You have a mitzvah. Someone's making a bris mila. He's being machnes, a child, a brisa shall have ramavina b'ito b'zmane. So there's an inyan. You do it in the morning. You don't do it in the afternoon. Why? Zriza machnim la mitzvahs. No one said that if a person would make the bris in the afternoon as opposed to in the morning, he's over an issa de reis of imavir and ala mitzvahs. Right? That's intense. Issa de reis? No. Zriza machnim la mitzvahs. It's a hider. The katchila, you should do it. If there's a cheshbin not to do it in the morning, so you could do it in the afternoon. It's not the end of the world. You missed that on a hider. You missed that on a mitzvah and a mufcher. Eim avir ala mitzvahs is the end of the world. That's in this day. So Avni Nezer said, when is something zuzim akdim ala mitzvahs, and when is something eim avir ala mitzvahs? So he said a very big yisoy. He said that if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and if you don't do it now, the zman of the mitzvah is going to pass. There's going to be a period of time where you can't do it, and then it's going to resurface. Then if you don't do it during this zman, it's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. If, however, you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and I push it off a little bit, but between now and then, there was never a zman that I couldn't do the mitzvah, Al Zeh Nemar, Zriza makdimah l'mitzvahs. So, as it relates to the mitzvahs of Chodesh Adar, you could do it Adar Rishon, you could do it Adar Sheni. If you do it Adar, if you don't do it Adar Rishon, you're going to have 30 days where you can't celebrate Purim. You could do it Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, you could do it Yud Dalet Adar Sheni. But being that there's 30 days in between where you can't do it, so if you're not going to do it Adar Rishon, that's in Mavir and Allah mitzvahs. However, as it relates to doing a Bris Milah, let's say, you could do the Bris Milah in the morning, you could do it in the afternoon, you could do it at 11:30, you could also do it by Mincha Kedayla, you could do it by Mincha Kedayla, you could do it any time between morning and the afternoon. There's never a Zman where you can't do the mitzvah. So over there, it's not Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, is when you pass over a Zman a mitzvah. Where there was a Zman, I passed over the Zman, Ichobnish the Zman, I have to wait for the new Zman. That's not Zrizim Akdim Ala Mitzvahs. That's Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. And that's why the Gemara Megill, the Avavim and Days, Shtel, this was the Avni Nezah's Chiddush. It's not Mefurish anyway. This was the Avni Nezah's Shtikal Torah, the same Pshan and that Gemara Megill, the Avavim and Days. So said the Avni Nezah, he said, here's the punchline. He said that this year, he told the Olam, he says, you could build the sukkah from Yom Kippur, which is Wednesday, you have Thursday, Friday to do it, or you can do it Sunday. But Shabbos, you won't be able to do it. So he said, ordinarily, it's Rizim Akdim Elamitzvahs. But being that Shabbos is going to get in the way, so it comes that you have two distinct Zmanim, when you could do the mitzvah. You could do it before Shabbos, you do it after Shabbos. Or before Shabbos, after Shabbos, al zeh nema im avir and ala mitzvahs. So he told the Olam, you have to build a sukkah before Shabbos. This year, you can't be clapping sukkahs, Arab sukkahs. Because even though ordinarily you can, that's because there's no im avir and ala mitzvahs. You're going to be over the issa deiraisa of Ushmartem as Hamatzis, if you build a sukkah at the wrong time. But the point is, this is the issa of im avir and ala mitzvahs. This was the Chiddush Avni Nezah. This is what he said in his drasha. Avni Nezah had a Talmud, the Chelkus Yoyev. His name was Rabbi Yoyev Yeshua Weingarten. He was the Mechaber of the Kabbat de Kashiyasa. And he's also the Chelkus Yoyev, one of the great Talmidim of the Avni Nezah, one of the great Polish Gaonim from before the war. And the Talmud of Avni Nezah sent a letter to his Rebbe. And he said, I heard this great Chiddush that the Rebbe said. And he fired away with a whole bunch of Kashas. Asher Negele in your name, it was one Kasha. And that is, he told the Rebbe, Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs, building a sukkah? Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. It doesn't say in the Torah you have to build a sukkah. It says you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. You have to build a sukkah, whatever. Yeah, of course you have to build a sukkah. Where do you find Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs on a Hechsher Mitzvah? Ein Mavir, we care when you buy the Dalad Minim? No, you care when you take the Dalad Minim. You care when the Moel bought the Messer? No, you care when he does the Bris Milah. So where do you find Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah Hechsher? No such thing as Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah Hechsher Mitzvah. So he asked a whole bunch of kashas. But one of the kashas was so fundamental. He said, what Shaykh is Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah? We're handling over here a Hechsher Mitzvah. We're not handling a Mitzvah. So the Avni Nezah wrote back to his Talmud. He said, my entire Talmud. Umasha kosav oy dasiyas asukah in a mitzvah klal. He says, you're telling me building a sukkah is nishkai mitzvah? He says, you're making a mistake. He says, number one, there's a lashon amishnah. It says, nishba levatel es hamitzvah kegoin. A person swears, shaloi lasoy sukkah. I'm reading a mishnah. It's a mishnah. It says, shaloi lasoy sukkah. Now, it's interesting. The Chelkis Yoyev, when he wrote his letter to the Avni Nezer, he bavarned the lashon amishnah, but he quoted from a sefer called Hoin Asher. That said, that when it says nishba shaloi lasis sukkah, it means shaloi leishiv. So the Avni Nezer wrote back to him, umasha kosa misefer hoyin asher the pirish shaloi lasis is loy leishiv. Sorry, ain't that pirish shalasis? It's not what it means. What do you mean? It's not what it means. That's what he said. Ain't that pirish shalasis? Read the Mishnah. And he said, besides, Avaraya from a Rashi, and Mesachtis Makis Tav Chesam Rav. This is another classic Gemara. So we know that if somebody kills somebody B'Shoigig, he goes to Galus. Stating that, the Mishnah says, not every time someone kills somebody B'Shoigig, does he go to Galus. Abishol Loime, Abishol famously said, Macha Tovas Eitzim Rishos, Av Kol Rishos. The only time a person goes to Galus for killing somebody B'Shoigig is if when he killed the person, he was engaged in a Dovashol Rishos. He was doing something that he's allowed to do. However, if the person was doing a Dvar Mitzvah, and while he was doing the Mitzvah, he killed somebody, he doesn't have to go b'shoi. So what's an example? Yotzahav Amakis Benoi, a father that hit his son and he hit him a little too hard. A rabbi roid his talmidei, a rebbe that whacked his talmud. This is old school. Ushliach Bezdin. So the halach is if he would kill this person b'shoi geek, so then the halach is he wouldn't have to go to kolos. He'd have other problems, but he wouldn't have to go to kolos. Kolos is something he wouldn't have to do because there's a halach. Abishol said that the only time a person ritzach b'shoi goes to kolos is if he was doing a dvar rishos. How did he know that? So the Gemara says, my time at Abishol. Had Abishol know it? He said, oh, very pasha. Because what's the Torah's example of a Ritzech B'Shoigig? It's talking about the person that was the woodchopper. Somebody was out in the forest. He was a holtzacher. And then the axe slipped down. A shayla in the Gemara, exactly what happened. The wood killed him, the axe killed him. But the bottom line is, he ended up killing this person. So said Abishol, Macha Tovas Eitzim Dereshos. Someone that's chopping wood, is he doing a mitzvah? Which mitzvah in the Torah involves chopping wood? None. So obviously he's doing a Dvar Rishos. So too, the only time the halach is you go to Golis is if you're doing a Dvar Rishos. So one of the Rabbanan told Rava, said, had Abishol know that the person that was chopping wood was doing a Dvar Rishos, maybe he was doing a mitzvah. Maybe he was chopping wood for a sukkah. Or maybe he was chopping wood for the Atzei HaBarocha, to use for the wood on the Mizbeach. And still the Torah said you're supposed to go to Golis. So maybe you go to Golis, even if you kill somebody b'shogeg from doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Amalei, so Rava told this one of the Rabbanon. He said, Kivan de Matzah Chatov Einoi Chaytev, Lav Mitzvah. If this person had wood, would there be a mitzvah to chop wood? No. Hashtanami, even if he doesn't have the wood, Lav Mitzvah, it's still not going to be a mitzvah. So Rava told this Talmud, chopping wood for a sukkah is never a mitzvah. It's never a mitzvah. How do I know that? Because if you would have wood, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So even when you don't have wood, it's not a mitzvah. Here's the punchline. So Rashi, Hashtanami, ki loy matzah chatuva, even now if you don't have the wood, eina chatova mitzvah. Chopping the wood is not a mitzvah. Ella, what is the mitzvah? Asiyas ha-sukkah, building the sukkah. Said Avdi Neitz, it's a mefurish Rashi. It's a Mishnah. And don't tell me that when it says nishba shaloi, lasoy sukkah means leishev, because ein zeh, Pirish shall asos. And he said, besides, it's a mafurish Rashi. Rashi says, chopping wood for a sukkah is not a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? That's siyas sukkah. Actually building the sukkah. So you see clearly that building the sukkah is a mitzvah. Then Davni Neza told him, besides, it's a mafurish tikune zayar. The tikune zayar talks about the yontif of sukkahs. And he says that the yontif of sukkahs has two mitzvahs that you do with your hands. Dalit minim, you do with your hands, and sukkah is a mitzvah you do with your hands. You don't do sukkah with your hands. Right? The Vilna Gaon said that sukkah is one of the mitzvahs that you do with your whole body, because the whole body has to enter. Right? The Gaon said there's two mitzvahs that a person is mekayim with his whole body. Sukkah and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The whole body has to be there in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But you do it with your hands. The Tikkun Yisrael is emphasizing that. That would mean you take it with your hands. But where's sukkah with your hands? Said Avni Nezer said, obviously the Tikkun Yisrael means building the sukkah. Because you build the sukkah with your hands. So you see, it's the Mishnah. He said it's the Rashi and Makis of Chesam and Aleph. And on top of all that, it's a Tikkun Yisrael. So Avrai is Beniglu, Benister. So he said, this is the way it is. Al-Kupanim, this was the Avni Nezer's response to the Chelkis Yoif. It's an Erechaim Avni Nezer, Simen Tov Nuntes. But there's one postscript to this tshuva, and that is the Heilige Mincha Saluza, and this is in Chelik Dalid Simen Nunhe. So he brings Betshuvas Avnei Neze Yotzal Ladum Bedover Achadosh, and he brings this tshuva, and he says that Avnei Neze said this in a drasha, and his Talmud Chalkos Yoyev asked a bunch of kashes, and he says Vehine Talmidei Harav Agoy Mikinsk, that was the Chalkos Yoyev, here Belahoshev Olav the Hisig Shapa, and all the kashes he asked were good kashmas. And he fires away. He says, Davni Nezer was saying that when it says in the Mishnah Nishba, lasleis, it means lasleis and not leishev. So he says, I mean, Ke'ilu, the Hoin Osher, this sefer that the Chalkos Yoyev quoted, didn't know that. He also knew that lasleis usually means lasleis and not leishev, but he felt in this Mishnah means leishev. Einza, pirish, alas, he repeats it five times in Mechas HaLuzer. Says that this tzaddik knew that also, and he felt that in this case, it means leishev. It doesn't mean lasleis. He asked a whole bunch of different kashas. At the end, the Mechas HaLuzer says that he thinks that the halach is that when you build a sukkah, you don't make a bracha. Choose Medina de Gemara. The Gemara says, so in two places in Shas, and when you build a sukkah, you're supposed to make shachiyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh. We don't make a shachiyonu when we build a sukkah. We make the shachiyonu when we enter the sukkah, and we have in mind the building a sukkah as well. But the Gemara says that when you build a sukkah, you make a shachiyonu. When you sit in the sukkah, you make a leishev sukkah. But Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that says that when you build a sukkah, you make a shachiyonu, and you make a birchas hamitzvahs. Asher kedisharu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu lasoi sukkah. That when you sit in the sukkah, you make another birchas hamitzvahs, leishev sukkah. So Mechas HaLuzer said, you have a machlik, it's Bavli Yerushalmi, if you make a birchas hamitzvahs when you build a sukkah, what's the machlik is? Bavli probably held Sinishkai mitzvah. It's only a hechshem mitzvah, you don't make brachas on hechshem mitzvah. The Yerushalmi held it's a mitzvah, you do make a bracha on and that's why you do make the bracha. If it's machlik is Bavli Yerushalmi, who do we paskin like? That's easy. We obviously paskin like the Bavli. So if that's the case, it's going to come out that it's not a mitzvah. So he came out not like the Avnei Nezer, like the Chalkos Yoyev. And then at the end, he said something very, very sharp. And there must be more to the story, but I'll just read it. He says, "V'temhani al adam gadol k'moisa zechrono levracha." He says, "It's a to me, someone as great as the Avnei Nezer shaloi hayoloi la'ayre b'drashasai." Al inyan nachutz yoyser rak al chiddush halacha zusha im b'mamish. He said he was getting up to give a drasha to his oilam, and he said this was the drasha that he gave. After he asks 25 kashas on the drasha, he says he can't believe it. He says oisha yiroi kulam tzadikim. Maybe everyone in Sachachov was a tzadik. Actually, hoyaloi lohichicham ula hazirim klal b'shum inyan rak al chumri yoyser kuzu. This is what the Mechas Eluza said to the Avnei Nezer. Very, very sharp. But al kopanim, this is a machloikis. So at first glance, you have the Mishnah in Shavuos. And the Mishnah Darim and the Gemara Ksubis, and you have the Lashon of the Rama, and everything sounds like Asiyas Asuka really is a mitzvah. It's not under that say it's Lavdavka. At the end of the day, if you want to put names to the faces, so we have a machloikis between, on the one hand, the Avnei Nezer, and on the other hand, the Michas Eluza, and the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Chelkus Yoyev. The Avnei Nezer held that it's a mitzvah, and the Chelkus Yoyev, and the Michas Eluza, they held it wasn't a mitzvah. But just to end with one Dvar Machshava, and that is, I was thinking maybe. Al derech ha-machshava. Again, al derech ha-machshava. That's the disclaimer that maybe this Avnei Nezer is l'shitasa. We know that there's a mitzvah, there's a special mitzvah of Nois Sukkah when it comes to the Yontav of Sukkot. Right? There's two Yom Tovim really where you find a tremendous emphasis on Hidur. Chanukah, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, the Beis Halevi, Kiyudu. So you have Mahadrim and Mahadrim when it comes to Chanukah. But by Sukkot, there's a tremendous emphasis on being Mahadah the Mitzvah. You have the Mitzvah of Nois Sukkah. And the Avnei Nezer, this is in the Nois Hadesha, good luck finding it. But this is in the Nois Hadesha. So Avnei Nezer, it's a gestalt. He said that what's the Pshat? He said, what's the pshat that you find such an emphasis on the Indian of Nois Sukkah? So he said, that what's the makar, the Hiddur Mitzvah? Hiddur Mitzvah is learned out from the Pasuk, Zekei Livan Vei. Zekei Livan Vei was snai lefanav mitzvahs. He says that if you look up the Targum Unkelis on the word Zekei Livan Vei, says Targum Unkelis on the Pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach, the Avni Le Mikdasha, Zekei Livan Vei, the Anveo is Miloshin Nove. Nove is an abode, it's a house. It's a mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avni Le Mikdash, I'm going to create a mikdash. I'm going to build a mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said the Avni Nezer. He said that a sukkah is a place where we do our mitzvah, Zeichel Anani HaKavod. He said, but Alpi Kabbalah, a sukkah is a mini Beis HaMikdash. This is what he says. He says it's a mini Beis HaMikdash. So when we build a sukkah, what we're doing is we're being Mekayim V'Avni Le Mikdash. That's what we're doing. We're making a mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we sit in the sukkah, we're sitting in a Beis HaMikdash. So being that Zekei Levan Vei, which teaches me Hidden Mitzvah, is really talking about a pasuk of mikdash, since Mistabra said to Avnei Nezer that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a disproportionate halach of Hidden Mitzvah. Because it's the Zekei Levan Vei al derech HaPshat, and it's the Zekei Levan Vei al derech HaDrush. They're coming together, they're colliding, where you have a mikdash and a mitzvah. So it's Mistabra that any Hidden Mitzvah you have by any mitzvah, Kal V'chaymin you're going to have by the mitzvah of Sukkah, because the Sukkah is the spitz of Zekei Levan Vei. The real kiyum of Zekei Levan Vei was to build a mikdash and to be mahad of that mikdash. It's for Avni La Mikdash, and at the same time, it's a Snai Lafanu Mitzvah. So says Avni Nezer, Sukkah is both. Sukkah is for Avni La Mikdash, and it's a Snai Lafanu Mitzvah, and that's why you have more of it then. And he says, what's the Makartid? He says that you find the Gemara says, we had in today's daf, we had it a few times, Chaga Sukkah's Tasalacha, that the Sukkah is like the Chagiga. Just like the Chagiga, so too the Sukkah, Atzi Sukkah Surim Bahana, the Gemara, the Havamina, maybe that's the Makartid, the Halacha of Tzchach Hami to be a Dover, Sheinim Kabotum, a Dover Shagudulim and Aretz. Sukkah is compared to the Chagiga. What's the pnimiyas inyan? What does sukkah have to do with chagiga? Chagiga is a carbon. This is a sukkah. Teretz is sukkah is a mikdash, and because sukkah is a mikdash, that's why you find this inyan. The truth is, the Shem Yishmiel, who was the son of the Avnei Nezer. If you go through his drashas on sukkahs, this is the theme of the Shem Yishmiel. He says this again and again and again. He keeps on chazering over this yisoid that the inyan of sukkah is it's a mikdash. We build a Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're somehow, on some level, sitting within an ichud together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's why the halacha is, a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. V'she'ena gevoya asara tefachim sula. Why does it have to be at least 10 tefachim tall? So the Gemara said, it's learned out, machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. It's learned out, according to Rav Meir, from the Shechina. V'ne'adeti lecha, sham, v'dibarti itcha me'al ha-kapayres. Because the Shechina doesn't go lamata, but the Shechina resided on top of the kapayres. How high was the kapayres? It was 10 tefachim. The Shechinah can only go on top of 10 tefachim. That's why a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. What's pshat in the mashal? How does that work into the nimshal? Why are we learning it from the Shechinah? He said, because hein advarim. You want to know why the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim? Because the sukkah is a mikdash. That's what it is. So if the Shechinah can't come, if it's 6 tefachim, the Shechinah can't come. So it's ikka chasim in a sukkah. The sukkah bepnim yeso inyan is a mikdash. That is what the chefts of the sukkah is. And if that's what the sukkah is, that's why it has to be 10 tefachim. And that's why the makar was when they added to the chasham, v'dibayti yitchom yala kapayrus. But al kapanim, it's mavur from the Torah of Davni Neza, and the Torah from the Shem Mishmil, and the Torah from the Sochet Shavu Rebbes, this inyan, that a sukkah is not just a mitzvah, but a sukkah is a mikdash. That means, when a yid builds a sukkah, you know what he's doing? He's building a Beis HaMikdash. So is it a chiddush that the Avni Nezer held in halacha that asiyas asukah is a mitzvah? If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the 95th mitzvah tzadikei, is va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. And like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, there's a mitzvah livnois bayis l'Hashem. There's a mitzvah to build a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the sukkah is a bayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the binyan is not just a hechsher. Building the Mishkan is not a hechsher. It's mitzvah 95. It's the first mitzvah, the Rambam's moina, in his avoyda chelik of Yad Chazaka. It's a mitzvah into itself to build a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just the echatim says you can bring a karm chata shmeina when you mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. No, it's a mitzvah for itself. Livnei's bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is from the nicest mitzvahs that a person could possibly do. And that's the pnimiyus inyan of what a sukkah is. So if the pnimiyus inyan of a sukkah is like the Avni Nezer said, v'avni le mikdusha, that it's ma'od matin, the mashal and the nimshal, the nigla and the nist, it all works together beautifully. That the Avni Nezer l'shitasi, he's the sheet in tof nun tes. He's the sheet in tof nun tes. That is saying that building a sukkah, so we mentioned at the very beginning, that if building a sukkah is a mitzvah, dach ma'ab na makar, right? You can't just, so we said maybe the makar is chag ha-sukkah ta'asalacha. So just al derech ha-remes, maybe there's another makar. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Maybe that's the makar ta'asiyas ha-sukkah as well. And everyone asks, it's besoichai. What's the besoichai? The al shech's kasha. Betoich kol bayis ubayis. But lefia now, maybe we have another pshat, and that is betoich kol sukkah v'sukkah. For also li mikdash v'shachanti besoichai. Look at our Chaim HaKadosh. He said it was a mitzvah, not just for when the Yidden went Eretz Yisrael, it was a mitzvah for Golus as well. The Yidden always had a mitzvah for also li mikdash v'shachanti besoichai. Livna is bayis l'Hashem. We don't have the ability to go into the har bayis and to build a bayis l'Hashem one day. But right now, we don't have the ability. Today, we remember the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, the yontif of Sukkot is a little bit of a nechama. It's a shtickle, a nachamu in churban Beis HaMikdash. Because when a yid builds a sukkah, he's actually being mekayim the 95th mitzvah in the Torah on some level. Of a avni le mikdasha, of a asuli mikdash v'shachanti, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'sach.